Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was warmly embraced by British Prime Minister Keir Starmer on Saturday, March 1, as they met at 10 Downing Street. This show of solidarity came just one day after a public clash between Zelensky and U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House, a confrontation that had drawn international attention. Upon arriving in London, Zelensky was met with cheers from a crowd of supporters gathered outside Downing Street. Starmer, in a display of strong support for Ukraine, told Zelensky, "You have full backing across the United Kingdom. We stand with you, with Ukraine, for as long as it may take." The bilateral meeting between the two leaders came ahead of a summit on Sunday, where European leaders will discuss strengthening support for Ukraine and the continent's security, particularly in light of concerns about the future of U.S. backing. The recent tension between Zelensky and Trump has intensified the urgency for European nations to consider taking a larger role in Ukraine's defense. "I want to thank you, the people of the United Kingdom, for such big support from the very beginning of this war," Zelensky said in response to the warm reception. "We count on your support." The UK and Ukraine also unveiled a £2.26 billion, $2.84 billion, loan agreement to bolster Ukraine's defense capabilities, which will be repaid through the profits from immobilized Russian assets. Starmer's office confirmed that, after meeting with Zelensky, the Prime Minister had spoken to both Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron to continue coordination on supporting Ukraine. In a statement, Starmer emphasized the need for Europe to collaborate with the U.S. to guarantee the best outcome for Ukraine, the continent's security, and their collective future. The meeting with Zelensky came just a day after an explosive confrontation between the Ukrainian leader and Trump in the Oval Office. During the televised encounter, Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance publicly criticized Zelensky, accusing him of failing to show sufficient gratitude for U.S. support. Trump further claimed Zelensky had disrespected the United States, adding that Ukraine's future aid would be contingent on the Ukrainian president accepting the U.S.'s proposed peace terms. The altercation left many European leaders shocked, with several reaffirming their support for Zelensky. EU leaders, including Ursula von der Leyen and Antonio Costa, expressed solidarity with the Ukrainian president, emphasizing that Ukraine was never alone. French President Emmanuel Macron reaffirmed Russia's role as the aggressor and reiterated the EU's continued support for Ukraine. In stark contrast, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin, sided with Trump, praising the former U.S. president for taking a strong stand for peace.